plate a potential nugget.
So, Ram, in one of your speeches, you talk about Gandhiji possibly having 5 different careers in his lifetime. I'm curious about how he saw himself. How did his identity evolve over time?
So, I think it's best to read out just 3 paragraphs of my book.
Okay.
To explain how Gandhi himself saw his multiple callings.
Uh-huh.
So, here I'm reading out Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
It is what I say about Gandhi, and then there's a quote of Gandhi in between.
Sure.
To deliver India from British rule was by no means Gandhi's only preoccupation. The forging of harmonious relations between India's often disputatious religious communities was the second. The desire to end the pernicious practice of untouchability in his own Hindu faith was the third. And the impulse to develop economic self-reliance for India and moral self-reliance for Indians was the fourth. These campaigns were conducted by Gandhi in parallel. All were to him of equal importance. In 1933, he wrote to a close friend that, quote, "My life is one indivisible whole. My life is one indivisible whole. I cannot devote myself entirely to untouchability and say, neglect Hindu-Muslim unity or Swaraj. All these things run into one another and are interdependent. You will find that one time in my life, an emphasis on one thing, at another time on another. But that is just like a pianist, now emphasizing one note and now another. But they are all related to one another." End of quote. And this is what I say in the end. For Gandhi, political independence meant nothing at all unless it was accompanied by religious harmony, caste and gender equality, and the development of self-respect in every Indian. Other patriots had used the Hindi word Swaraj to signify national independence. Gandhi made Indians aware of its true or original meaning, Swaraj or self-rule.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Fascinating. That is Gandhi in his own words. And that's also why, as I told you a little while ago, I don't believe in saying this is the most important thing, this is the only cause, this is the one route to success. You know, Gandhi conducted these multiple careers and saw them of equal importance. And at different times, different aspects of his work came into the forefront, others receded, then those came into the forefront, and so on.
Got it. It's interesting to note that Dr. Guha uses the metaphor of a pianist who emphasizes different notes at various points in time. Bringing this back to our lives, a lot of the discussion around how we should think about work and life has moved from the notion of striking a balance, indicating that it's a zero-sum game and there's a trade-off to be made, to that of harmony, where we weave elements of work and life so that we lead one full life. In that context, I'm excited to share that I'll be speaking with Professor Stuart Friedman of the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. He's the founder of Wharton's Work-Life Integration Project and is one of the world's foremost thinkers on how we could lead a fuller life by harmonizing across multiple dimensions. If this topic is of interest, do sign up to be notified when I upload this conversation. This is likely to happen sometime during February of 2019. Thank you for listening. And apologies for the audio being a little noisy. Dr. Guha and I had this conversation in the outdoors in the pleasant Bangalorean winter, but we couldn't put the construction worker at a neighboring site or the birds on mute. Hope that did not come in the way of the listening experience. For more podcast content curated by theme, please visit playtopotential.com and visit the curated playlist section. To know more about the leadership advisory work I do, please visit the About section at playtopotential.com.